The most powerful shift in dating success isn't about clever lines or manipulation techniques. It's about adopting a fundamental mindset. I make no excuses for my desires as a man. I move through the world without apology. This represents a radical departure from how many men approach dating, hesitant, apologetic, and afraid of expressing interest. Imagine a crowded, upscale party. A stunning woman stands surrounded by well-dressed men making small talk. Most circle cautiously, hoping for an opening. Then someone different walks in, a man who cuts directly through the crowd, makes eye contact with her, and says simply, "I saw you through the doorway, and unlike these gentlemen here, I don't have time for small talk. I'd like to take you out." This direct approach, delivered with warmth rather than aggression, often succeeds precisely because it stands out. This unapologetic attitude manifests through your entire presence, tone of voice, facial expressions, posture, and speaking pace. When speaking, maintain steady eye contact without staring. Keep your shoulders back and chest open. Speak at a measured pace that commands attention. It's not about being rude. It's about honoring your authentic desires without shame. The mindset pairs with another crucial attitude. I don't get rattled by setbacks because I learn from my mistakes. When a woman declines your advance, respond with grace. "I appreciate your directness. Have a great evening." This demonstrates both emotional stability and social intelligence, qualities that are universally attractive. Most men know confidence attracts women, but struggle to embody it consistently due to how our brains process information. Visualization comes in two forms: third person, seeing yourself from outside, and first person, experiencing through your own eyes. First person creates more authentic mental impressions because you're experiencing directly rather than observing. To install genuine confidence, recall a time when you felt supremely confident. Visualize this memory from outside, then step into it and fully re-experience those confident feelings. Notice your posture, breathing, and sensations. At the peak, create an anchor by squeezing your wrist. Next, imagine a specific situation with women where you want confidence. Visualize it through your own eyes and trigger your anchor. This transfers the confident state to the new scenario. With practice, confidence becomes your default rather than something forced. Women detect incongruence. They sense when confidence is merely an act. By rewiring your internal experience, you create authentic confidence they find magnetic. The paradox of attraction. The more desperately you need someone, the less they want you. Many successful men fail with women because they abandon boundaries and self-respect in pursuit of attraction. The transformative word for your dating life is no. Like training puppies, this word prevents women from disrespecting your time and dignity. Saying no when you mean it establishes that your compliance isn't automatic. Self-respect is defined by your boundaries, what you won't tolerate. When a woman senses boundaries she can't control, she finds what she's always wanted, a man she could never hope to control. Most men around attractive women agree with everything, comply with unreasonable requests, and tolerate flakiness, signaling low value and creating the opposite of attraction. Implementing boundaries means being willing to walk away when core values are compromised. For dynamic power with women, focus on what you want rather than what you might lose. Visualize success to orient yourself toward winning instead of avoiding failure. Have you ever noticed how some people make you feel instantly comfortable? This quality, genuine warmth and friendliness, is perhaps the most underrated skill in attraction. Most men approach women with either obvious sexual hunger or nervous hesitation, both creating distance rather than connection. The as-if principle works because even guarded women want to feel special. The key insight? The meaning of your communication is the response it gets. Your tone and physiology, driven by expectations, determine women's reactions. If you expect rejection, you'll convey fear. If you act as if everyone likes you, your warmth will generate positive responses. To develop this quality, practice speaking with genuine warmth. Try reciting the same words with different emotional tones, noticing how your facial expressions and posture shift. Remember, it isn't so much what you say, but your tone when you say it. Genuine warmth creates a psychological shortcut through women's defenses because it feels like a human connection rather than a proposition. Most women will only stop for something that grabs their attention. Your opening line must interrupt her mental pattern and create curiosity or amusement. Generic approaches fail because they don't stand out. Effective attention grabbers include 1. Humor, a playful, unexpected comment creating positive associations. 2. Appealing to curiosity. I have a question that only a woman can answer, creates an information gap she wants to fill. 3. Unexpected twists on cliches. I'm not going to use some cheesy pickup line on you. Wait, I just did, didn't I? Shows self-awareness. 4. Role-playing. Let's pretend we're old friends who haven't seen each other in years. Bypasses stranger awkwardness. Delivery matters more than content. Practice until your openers feel natural. Remember that attention is just the first step. You need to transition quickly to building rapport once you've opened the conversation. Your brief window of opportunity closes if you don't establish genuine connection. After successfully opening a conversation, establishing rapport becomes essential, that magical connection where someone feels you're on the same wavelength. Without rapport, even brilliant openers lead nowhere. The fastest way to create rapport comes from hypnotist Milton Erickson's technique, mirroring. By subtly matching a woman's breathing pattern, tone, speaking rate, or gestures, you create unconscious comfort. Our brains naturally connect with people who seem like us, and physical synchronization signals likeness at a primal level. This works because our unconscious mind detects cues our conscious mind misses. When someone mirrors your physiology, you don't consciously notice, you simply feel inexplicably comfortable with them. Effective mirroring requires subtlety. Begin by matching her breathing rate, then voice tone and tempo. Once rapport is established, you can lead rather than follow, shifting your physiology so she'll unconsciously follow, creating a connection where she naturally follows your conversational direction. After meeting someone, either get a phone number or arrange an immediate date, with the latter offering clear advantages. For numbers, be direct. I'd like to continue this conversation. Can I have your number? Then leave promptly to maintain intrigue. When calling later, be cheerful and propose specific plans rather than vague suggestions. If she hesitates without alternatives, accept the rejection gracefully. The immediate date approach leverages the excitement of new encounters. Women typically respond better to spontaneous plans in the moment, as waiting days can diminish that initial energy. Keep immediate date suggestions casual and time-limited. I was about to grab coffee. Would you like to join me for 15 minutes? This low-pressure invitation is difficult to decline. Changing environments creates a psychological shift where you transform from a random encounter into someone she's actively choosing to spend time with, enhancing receptivity to connection.